Jeff, ask you a question now. One of the things that's changed since the farm crisis of the 80s is the role that credit cards play. So, Jeff, do you have recommendations or suggestions for families on how they manage personal credit card debt?
First thing I would say is don't have any. That's the easiest way to not manage it. But I know people do have credit card debt. Those interest rates are extremely high. So, the issue, the debt, continues to compound. The easiest thing is to, or the best thing is to pay that off every month. I've worked with some families that have had to go to a credit union or a bank and get a fixed rate loan at a much lower rate and pay off the credit cards in order to try and get some handle on that. Credit cards are a real scary thing in our society today. Our young people don't think anything of using credit cards or debit cards. In fact, they don't carry cash, nor do they write checks. So it makes it more difficult. If you're going to use credit cards, and many of us have worked with farmers and ranchers that are financing their entire operating line via credit card, I say definitely when you get that report, either in the mail or online, get that entered into your record-keeping system or some cash flow, whether it's in Excel or something else, so that you can measure it and better manage that. John,
Thank
before
you. And Elaine, go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say, I just and backing up to one of the questions you asked earlier, there will be six articles on family living costs from a number of states at the agandUncertainTimes.farmmanagement.org website that people can go in, like the FinBin that was offered earlier at the University of Minnesota. You can select different sites. That one will be there. I've looked at Kentucky, Illinois, and others just to give people a chance to look at those bits of information.
Elaine, in your work, how do you run into the issue between the personal and the business expenditures often as an impediment to communication or creating complications in the communication process? And how do you suggest people work through that? You need to turn your audio on,
Yeah,
Elaine.
I'm good now. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
You, okay. Interesting question. I had a mother-in-law complaining about a family member of their farm team who blew off $10,000 in January on her Visa card just because she was using shopping as retail. I call it retail therapy. And I think Mike might appreciate that comment, but it's very hard when there's different value systems. And the other thing that I find in families is a keen sense of entitlement. Is some two kids raised in the same family, one may want to live very simply and frugally and save and have a style of spending money on assets that are going to produce more income in the future, where the other one may have a keen sense of entitlement and no delayed gratification at all and just wants to keep being the town mouse kind of thing and living the high life. So we talk about that, and in my farm debt mediation work, I agree with what Jeff has said about credit cards, as I've seen personal debt 64,000 and higher just going rampant with really high interest rates that they just don't know how to stop that roller coaster either. So I would say in the communication process, it's all about measuring what you can manage, like was alluded to Dwayne's comment before, is that if people understand that they actually are spending $65,000 a year, then that's a wake-up call to them to say, wow, we didn't realize we were doing that. And the other thing is the fact that some farm team members may have a source of off-farm income and some won't, and that becomes a fairness and equity issue as well, because if you have one farmer who's taking care of the cows and has no time or no need or want to have an off-farm job, and yet his brother is farming another part of the operation, has a different enterprise, and his wife has an off-farm job, and he has a per diem on some ag policy group. I have clients in that situation too, where there's just total inequity in the lifestyle costs of the two brothers just based on their non-farm income and also how they live. So there's all different things that you need to sort of tear apart very carefully to figure out who's spending what and why.
And Mike, many in our audience are educators, ag professionals, but are not trained as in the mental health area or counseling areas. What are the big pitfalls for us in working with families in that are in trouble and stress?
Well, I'd say there's more benefits than pitfalls. I think that extension people often are looked to as persons who are approachable, just like veterinarians are sometimes approached by farmers and ranchers, I think people will approach extension. You're looked at as on the farmer's side, and you're often looked upon as perhaps being less imposing or less someone who understands agriculture. You're looked on that way, and whereas going to professionals might bring a sense of, I'm not sure that my problem is that severe, and if I see a professional for it, am I maybe looking at this as too much, a too serious issue? I would say that use your own personal gut instincts. When you are comfortable and you feel comfortable and you feel like you're within your skill level, you're going to feel comfortable. I think that extension people probably are pretty able to be good listeners, to be practical advice givers, and to connect people up if you get beyond what you feel you're comfortable with, because you're quite sure that this is something that is not getting better. When you see a person or a family on several occasions, then you've got to know what are your resources that are professionally available. So pay attention to how you feel, because your gut will tell you if you're comfortable or not. Maybe Elaine would like to answer this one too.
You want to take a shot, Elaine?
Hi.
About those of us that are...
Sorry, can you restate the question? I've lost the audio for a second there on Michael.
The question is, for those of us ag professionals, ag educators, who are not trained mediators or counselors, the question I put to Mike was about the pitfalls. He turned around and said there are probably more positives. Have you got advice for those of us that... our training isn't specifically in.
I think a lot of people just want the gift of having someone who will listen to them, and also the fact that as extension professionals or university people, you have a huge toolbox of resources behind you. So I would say that your benefit is to be a listening ear, and to listen without judgment, and to keep things confidential, and then to help point those people into the resource toolbox that you have or that you're aware of, to let them take the next step. I get my cell phone rings, I get calls from all across the country, and I never know who's going to be at the end of the line. And I'm not a psychologist or a counselor, I'm a coach, and I make that very clear. But sometimes they just say, it just feels so much better having someone to talk to, and then I refer them to the Farm Stress Lines or to their local physician or someone where I think that they can find some more resources to help them. But often they feel very isolated, and it takes a lot of courage. You also need to affirm their courage for asking for help.
And thank you. And Jeff, we're going to have a couple more questions. A question that came in earlier while you were speaking, someone was asking if you could recommend some software or other resources that lend themselves to the families putting together that family expense side of the ledger.
My first thought is that there's a new course. You saw the taxes for ag enterprises. Rod Sharp, John Hewlett, and Jeff Trunell have written and developed a course on getting on the right track, and it is the availability of it is at the same Ag and Uncertain Times farmmanagement.org website, and it will give a basic overview of record keeping, which is pretty understandable for many people, and help overcome some of those. There are so many software programs out there and different types of family needs and business needs. QuickBooks is an easy one. Quicken is even easier. It's like keeping track of with a checkbook register, a little bit fancier. There's true accounting programs. I think many families simply need to jump on board and try some of them and talk with their own tax preparer to see what programs work for them. I don't care if a family takes their, you know, dad uses his day book or mom has a little 3x3 booklet in her purse to keep track of those things. The key is to start tracking their family living expenses. In some cases, they've done a good job with the business and not the family. They need to do both.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to give each of our presenters, if they want to give us just some final quick thoughts in summary, and we'll start with Elaine and go to Jeff and then Mike, and then we'll wrap this up. And I want to thank you each. It's been really good. So Elaine, do you have some wrap-up comments for us?
Well, I'd just like everyone listening to know that Mike and Jeff and I didn't collaborate before we put our presentations together, and it's just really interesting the synergy of how there's a common thread through each of those presentations. And also just for folks to take one day at a time, because as extension workers and people facing helping families, I think we also have to watch out for our own compassion fatigue. And I have been doing my own self-care here, so we have to all walk the talk so that we're real for the families that we serve.
I would leave with, when families start looking at their finances, they're going to see numbers that are frightening. They're going to see $64,000. They're going to see $100,000. They're going to see credit card debts of $10,000, $12,000. I would reiterate Elaine's primary thesis, communicate, 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 and then take one step at a time. Just start where what you can handle and move forward gradually. Make some of those changes that you can and then go to the more difficult ones.
This is Mike. I'd like to just build on a little bit what you said, Jeff. Right now, with pressure from the U.S. Congress and the White House on lenders, especially credit card lenders, it's a particularly good time for people who have excessive credit card debts to do some bargaining with the credit card holder and to see what kind of relief can be provided, because when credit card debt holders deal openly with the card holder, you can sometimes get a better rate or have a bit of a write-off even. So it's high time to be doing some discussion with the people that hold the debt. Finally, I do want to just thank Elaine and Jeff, because I learned from both of you, and I hope that if we take a look at our behavior, that if you want more information, contact AgriWellness at our website.
And thank you again to Elaine, Jeff, and Mike. You've provided excellent information for us today. This webinar, as are all of our webinars, are recorded and will show up on our Ag and Uncertain Times webpage, as will the slide sets and information on how to contact folks. If there is a topic area or a question that you didn't get answered, you can either enter it right now in the chat pod at the left, or send us an email at westrme@wsu.edu. That's westrme@wsu.edu, and we'll make sure that we get back to you. This file share window, if we'll pull that pod on, if you follow the directions there, down at the bottom it says, first you click on the file, you click on the save to my computer, and it'll download that to your own computer. It's got all of our links. We've been entering Elaine's links, Mike's links, the ones Jeff brought up in that file, so that you'll have them all right there, and without having to search back through. You can also go to the Ag and Uncertain Times webpage and look at the slide sets themselves. Remind you that next week on the 20th we'll be back with a whole webinar on bankruptcy. Some very experienced folks that have worked with a number of farm and ranch families working through the bankruptcy issues. And then on the 21st, a wrap-up session with Ruth Hamilton, one of the founders of Annie's Project, a very successful project working with women in ag, but also around many of the issues that we're talking about and dealing with here. And a second speaker who is excellent as well. And thank you all for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next week.